Good morning, Samantha. How are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you?
Fantastic, man. This thing called adulting, it is becoming the big hot word right now because just the other day I heard Drew Barrymore saying adulting. Look at what you're doing to people, girl.
Wow. I really have an impact, right?
And you do with a book like this because you're taking a serious subject, because we all do. There's a lot of adults that need to read this book in the way that it challenges the imagination as well as your own scruples.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big kind of concept, and to put the word behind it makes it more palatable, I think.
Now, is the reason that the friends are on there is because everybody can relate with them, and that there were lessons that we could all learn on the different episodes? What is the connection with friends?
I think Friends is a show that distills these problems that all of us face into something that we can all laugh at and relate to. And I think that's why the book works and is something actually pretty kind of funny, you know?
Yeah, and you definitely hit it on the head here when it comes to grievances at the job, because, you know, especially when people are going to back to work now, we're going to realize those little things that used to drive us crazy really drive us crazy now.
Yeah, exactly. There are a lot of different things that can drive people crazy in quarantine and at work, really anywhere, and I think that the show touches upon that, and really, that's what people connect to.
What can somebody do in a situation like that? I mean, I understand, you know, put the blinders on and keep moving forward. But the thing about that, though, is then you're looked upon as being an outsider because I don't party with the people I work with.
That's true. I don't think I think a lot of people, instead of wanting to keep it inside, they have to go to, you know, different outlets and things. And that's one of the reasons this book is great, is it's not only a book, but it's also a journal. And that's what's really cool about it. It's a guided journal that helps people process what's going on as they adult in this crazy world.
What is a career lobster? Because people are going to be paging through this and they're going to go, what? But through to hear it from you, they're going to understand it better.
So in the show, a lobster is something that Phoebe brings up. It's something she says about Ross and Rachel, that lobster is mate for life, and Ross and Rachel are each other's lobsters. So a career lobster would be, you know, your soulmate in your career, and you can have many lobsters in life, your career lobster, your love lobster. And so, I mean, if you, I think a lot of millennials and Zoomers feel, especially now today, that they don't have a set goal in life, a set career goal in life, and that they feel kind of confused. So I think that they want to feel like they have some sort of purpose in life and feel like they want to have some sort of career soulmate. And that's kind of what a career lobster is. And they don't necessarily have to have one. They can have many. And yep. I think that's something that really needs to be stressed. That it's not, you can have many lobsters in life, not just one.
One of the things that I've noticed these days, especially during this quarantine time, and I would love, I challenge you to write this episode for the friends when they do a reunion, and that is ghosting. Because even though we've been away from coworkers or we've been Zooming with them, the thing is that the friendships really aren't there. And we need a show like Friends in order to reignite what friends really are.
Yeah, ghosting is a big issue, and Friends definitely reinforces what friends are and what friends could be. And I think that's why so many of us resonate towards this show. It's goals for us. We really want to have these types of solid friendships and relationships.
Was it weird to go into the Friends episodes and to pull this out? Because you're somebody who takes a lot of incredible notes, and you're bringing this journey to people where it's almost like creating a community.
Well, I've been a Friends fan for forever. It wasn't weird for me to go into the episodes and write this book, because I've been, you know, into this show for so long. It came so naturally to me. I didn't have to do much research for it. It pretty much came came to me very easily.
One of the things that the members of Friends did is that they always shared dinner together. They always did things. They would, you know, go down to the bar and all that kind of stuff. Well, during these COVID-19 days, one of the things that were actually, I kind of pulled it off from the show, and that is I love to cook now. And I think it's because I saw people on Friends cooking.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of us are cooking at home right now just because of the situation. And it ends up that some of us are deciding or finding out that some of us are great bakers and we're baking loaves of homemade bread and all these, you know, showing it off on social media. And then some of us are absolutely horrible cooks. And I'm probably in the latter. I'm making absolutely terrible dishes and forcing my boyfriend to eat them, and he's being an absolutely great sport about it. And I feel like I'm Rachel making the trifle with the meat in it, and it's pretty you know, meta.
Don't you think that couples should go through this book together and to answer the questions, or do you think it's a one-on-one thing?
I think it's more of a one-on-one thing. If you want to go through it as a couple, that's totally great. But I think it's more of a personal journey and in discovering what you want as an individual.
Are you going to take this to a podcast, create a podcast around it? Because there's so much information in here where there could be hundreds of episodes.
Oh, I mean, that's a great idea. Maybe I'll do that.
Well, it would be fun to hear your side of the story and your experiences and stuff like that while using the book as a guide.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great idea. Maybe I'll take that and run with it, Arrow.
How are your readers reacting to it? Because they, you know, when you go through this book, you want to make a, you know, a contact with somebody, and they've got to be making or reaching out there for you.
Yeah, I definitely, people are reaching out to me on social media and are really, really thrilled with this idea, and are especially Friends fans and people who want to actually start writing. I know a lot of people who are starting college and really want to become writers and are excited about the prospect of somebody who's young and who is able to publish a book so young and about something that they're passionate about. And I think that's really cool that people have been reaching out to me and asking for advice. And I think that somebody who wrote a book about advice and I guess that comes naturally, is people are asking advice about from a person who's writing a book about it, you know, giving advice. That it's just cool. It's an organic kind of thing.
Do you find yourself working on the next book in the way of advice, in the way that you're growing up with your readers?
Yeah, definitely. There are definitely some projects in the works, and it's exciting. And it's something that I'm passionate about, and I like giving advice. I love TV shows, and I think this is just something that comes naturally to me.
And what's really great about this book, and readers need to understand this, sure, we live in this digital age where you can easily download a book, but man, you got to get your hands on the real physical book, because this is like an old school, like think and do book, where you can put your physical words and emotions inside what you have put on the paper.
Oh yeah, the book itself is absolutely neat. It's such a physical, tangible, tactile, fun thing. And the colors, it's a colorful book, and it's the experience itself of writing in the pages is super fun. So it's something in and of itself, it's a flashback, because the show is a nostalgic show, and the experience of itself of writing in the book and looking at all the cool graphics in it is something that is definitely a fun experience.
Plus, it goes perfectly with you know, we're all binge watching TV these days, and my God, we can binge watch Friends all the time while studying this book.
Yeah, it's definitely good timing book. It definitely was not something that we anticipated with the quarantine situation, but I guess things, you know, turned out this way. No one told us life was going to turn out this way, but you know, this is what happened.
You know, you talked a few minutes ago about those early writers, those that are becoming writers and things like that, and they're reaching out for, you know, the opportunity to learn new things. In this way of writing, because I mean, it's almost like we need to start documenting what we're learning during. I mean, in the past 8 months, we are wiser than what we've ever been. Do you feel the same thing as a writer on your side?
Oh yeah, definitely. I think from just in my past, I think you can learn so many new things from experiences of adversity. And even though we're going through a lot of hardships right now, it's very important to take the time to remember everything that you're learning right now and reflect on it. And because everything is a learning experience, no matter how difficult, and that's just super important to remember.
Now, the focus is on the TV show Friends on this one, but do you find yourself working with another show in the future, such as Modern Family or Blackish or anything like that?
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely thinking of things to work on and have things in the works. And I'm excited about that.
Well, I can't wait to talk to you again in the future because you are definitely an author that knows how to connect with people.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And I'd love to talk to you again.
Excellent. Be brilliant today, okay, Samantha?
You too, Arrow.